Welcome back to the West Wolf Podcast. I am your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson at the West Wolf Pod, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, the Los Angeles Clippers lose to the Denver Nuggets without Murray, Jokic, and Gordon, 113-104. I am not at all happy about it. We'll get into it right here on the West Wolf Podcast, but first I have to ask you, please, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, and much, much more. So please, please hit that subscribe button. Let's talk about the current state of the Los Angeles Clippers. Let's get it. Guys, the Los Angeles Clippers drop an embarrassing game with the Denver Nuggets without their MVP and superstar Jokic, without their star player Jamal Murray, and without their defensive anchor and versatile wing and Aaron Gordon. And they lose the game 113-104. Reggie Jackson and DeAndre Jordan were instrumental in this game for the Denver Nuggets. Guys, I kind of don't want to get into the box score right now. Guys, I had to take a little bit reprieve there for about 2 weeks. You guys know that I say that I am a truth teller. I try my best to tell the truth. And yes, I'm a Russell Westbrook fan, so a lot of that is with Russell Westbrook. But you see me do it about LeBron James, James Harden, Giannis, any of those players out there that are catching heat that they shouldn't really get. But with being a truth teller, it's also very important to me that I maintain relationships that I do have and that those people can trust me who make me privy to certain information. There's certain information that I know that, you know, I've been directed to not share. Okay. And so I have to take a little reprieve so I wouldn't make a mistake. Because the things that are happening with the Clippers organization, it's bad for business. Now, they're going to be okay because Ballmer's a billion-dollar guy. So they're always going to, you know, build the latest stadiums and all of that. But what's happening, it's not right. And so what's happening at the top of a basketball organization shouldn't be hurting and hindering at the basketball court level. So that's why I've taken some time away to make sure that I was ready to do a podcast and not speak on something that I've been directed not to share. The guys, what I can say is I don't care about 2 wins versus the Spurs or a blowout win versus the Mavericks. The current state of the Clippers is not a good one. I don't want to say I don't care. It's good that they won those games because I'd be ticked off if they didn't. It'd be even worse than what it is. But the current state of the Clippers is not good. Now, the Clippers have this super ISO heavy offense, especially the truth is post-Harden trade, because he plays much slower. Okay? And because he plays much slower, the easy shots are fewer and far between one another. Everything's so hard. And so you have nice when Paul George is off, but Kawhi's on. You have nice where Kawhi's on and Russell and Paul George is off. And that's everything's so hard for them. Everything is tough and contested because they're playing super slow. Let me give you guys a stat, okay? The Clippers' true shooting percentage by month. In the month of October, the Clippers' true shooting percentage was 62.5%. That was first in the league in the month of October at a pace at 101.75, okay? Now, in November so far, their pace is 98.02. And the true shooting percentage is 55.1%, which is dead last. in the NBA. They went from first to last after one trade and playing at a slower pace. Guys, just start Russell Westbrook. I really believe Russell Westbrook should be the one. If you're going to choose one or the other, it should be Russell Westbrook. The offense is just way easier. Pace and space creates easier shots, thus a higher true shooting percentage. A slower pace in isolations, it creates tough contested shots. You're counting on stars to just always be tough shot makers, hence a lower true shooting percentage. Just start Russell Westbrook. Start the point guard. That makes everything easier for everyone if you're going to choose one or the other. If James Harden just cannot allow or shoot the open catch and shoots, and you have to choose one, choose Russell Westbrook. That's not to mention, for me, Russell Westbrook's defense has been elite. So that's the defense of Russell Westbrook and James Harden is very far apart. Russell Westbrook's defense has been nothing short of elite this season in the point of attack. He's been absolutely outstanding in that area. He's holding teams, you know, since come off the bench to 30% shooting. For the season, I think it's 36, 37% shooting. He's been phenomenal in his contests. He's just been great. So not only are you getting the pace and space, you're getting the added defense on the floor with Russell Westbrook. And let me be very clear. I'm not saying James Harden isn't a great offensive player. He is. I just think for this Clippers team, they're better off with these quick, fast-paced starts than what they have out there now. I knew this game was going to be a dogfight the second week, the first 6 minutes. A different Nuggets team without Jokic, without Murray, and without Gordon were just hanging around. And I knew this was going to be a dogfight at that point. Russell Westbrook plays with fire and intensity and pace. And I think that's important for this Clippers team, for everyone to get off at the same time. Right now, with this slow pace and a ton of isolation basketball, one game Kawhi's on and Paul George is off. Another game Paul George is off and Kawhi's off. Well, that happens when everything is so hard. And so I think the space and pace plus the added point of attack defense that Russell Westbrook gives you is important. Because I'll be honest with you, Reggie Jackson had his way. He had his way from start to finish, and he kept hunting the switch. And the truth is, he kept hunting the switch to get James Harden on him. I'm not saying other players didn't get cooked once or twice in the game, but James Harden, he had trouble with Reggie Jackson all night long. He got whatever he wanted. And so you're adding that to the starting lineup as well. Now, you guys know I'm fair. Russell Westbrook should have missed both those free throws late. Now, he was 4-for-4 from the free throw line until that point, but he missed those two free throws late. Shouldn't have done that. But this, guys, this game shouldn't have been a dogfight at all. And that's the problem I have with it. James Harden, two back-to-back live ball turnovers in the game. Shouldn't happen either. But again, you shouldn't have been in this predicament at that point in the game versus the Denver Nuggets without three of its five stars, out there MVP and star Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. This situation should not have happened at all. Start Russell Westbrook, pace and space, added point of attack defense. Your vocal leader doesn't have to lead from the bench playing 14 minutes one night and 18 minutes another and 25 the next. And just play with your vocal leader who pushes the pace and who's got you easier shots. That's where I'm at. Will they do that? I have no idea. We can talk a little bit about the politics going on if we really wanted to. Look, it could be coming from upstairs. And that's why Ty Lue's pressured to kind of start James Harden because he's making all this money. Russell Westbrook's only making $3.8 million. Look, man, but at the end of the day, Ty Lue's job is to win games. Ty Lue's job isn't to worry about anyone's pockets. Which is why I say maybe it's coming from upstairs. I don't know. So I don't know if they'll do it, but I think it's the right move. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to make it seem like I'm blaming James Harden. Russell Westbrook did the mature and selfless thing and volunteered to come off of the bench. Okay? It's just the wrong point guard is coming off of the bench, in my opinion. Now, I know some people are going to cook me for saying that. Guys, they're dead last in true shooting percentage. They're 22nd in offense when they were top five in both in October prior to the James Harden trade. And it's gotten worse week after week since then. Start the point guard that did everything he did for his last 21 games last season versus the Suns last season and to start this season. The Suns in the playoffs last season and to start this season. You gave this. I just think it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not saying that because it's Russell West. I'm saying I'm watching the game and I think it's the right thing to do. Also, I believe Tice deserves more minutes. He was phenomenal as well. And look, and Zubac, his numbers were good too. I just think Tice adds something a little bit different than Zubac does, you know? And so I think Tice deserves some minutes too. I like how aggressive Terrence Mann was last game. This game, he struggled from the field again. I believe like Terrence Mann is shooting something like 13% from three. Like, it's not good, guys. And it's I just don't recall him shooting. He only took one versus the Nuggets. He was 0 for 1. I just don't really recall him being such. His problem was being a poor three-point shooter. I've always griped on him about not shooting. He struggled this season. It's been bad. And guys, it's not like James Harden shot poor. He was 3 of 5 from 3, 3 of 7 from the field. He's just a different type of point guard that I think for the Clippers, it just needs to be Russell Westbrook, a guard with pace and space, who creates pace. And his gravity's different, right? He's not giving you gravity at the three-point line, but no one wants to see Russell Westbrook go downhill and get in the paint. And he's gets them into their sets and pushes the ball early in offense, whether it's a made basket or a missed basket, and it just creates easier shots. It's that simple. This was embarrassing, guys. You're not supposed to lose to a Denver Nuggets team with none of Murray, Jokic, and Gordon. That's atrocious. It's like they didn't have the energy. It was just bad. That should be embarrassing. And to fans, it should absolutely be unacceptable. And to the staff and the players, it should be unacceptable. Everyone should be upset about what just transpired. That'll be the worst loss of the season, hands down. That's how I feel about this whole Clippers situation. This isn't a Russ versus Harden. It's about what fits best for the Clippers in this season. This iteration of the Clippers, what fits them best. And I do believe it's the pace of Russell Westbrook. And the numbers back that up. Not and the added defense backs it up too. Okay. Last thing I'll talk about, Russell Westbrook got into a fan and there's a bunch of things going on. People have stuff to say about Russell Westbrook saying he's not going to take it. He shouldn't take it, guys. So many people are confused. His son, his daughters, his wife, his family carry the name Westbrook. Now, I don't know what was said. The guy could have said something vulgar, inappropriate, that I'm not even going to say right here on this podcast. I don't know what was said. But people like to go back to Russell Westbrook's feelings are hurt because of what they called him. His family, his kids, his wife carry the name Westbrook. They're not doing this to his first name. They're doing it to his last name, which his family carries. His son knows what that name is. He's old enough now.
For his son to be asking, well, what is this? Well, what does that mean? Well, why are they calling you that, Dad? With all these negative connotations attached to his name. That's why it matters now and it didn't in the past. It's not about being sensitive. It's about his family. You're calling that man out of his name, but when you do that, you're calling it out of his name with his son, with his daughters, with his wife, with his mom, with his dad, with his brother. All of those. That's why he's making a point and saying, I'm not going to take it. And I'm happy for it, and I'm proud of him. He shouldn't. And not just him. They shouldn't do that for LeBron James, James Harden, anyone. All the players, no matter who, Jason Tatum, Jokic, Embiid, AD. They shouldn't do that to their last name because they have family members that carry that last name. And I'll die on that hill and no one's changing my mind. It's wrong. Now, I don't know if that's what was said. It could have been something far worse. And just because you buy a ticket, it does not mean you have a license to say, call, and do whatever you want at a basketball game. And not have repercussions. So you guys are technical. Well, technically, people can do whatever. I'm not saying that you're not allowed to move your mouth. But you don't get to say whatever you want and expect for these players not to return the favor. Doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want. They got to take it. That's not what this means. Buy a ticket. Watch the game. Cheer. Boo if you want. And then go home. That's it. That's all it takes. I'm not going to get into, like I said, the individual games of this, all the players in this game. This was an embarrassment. It was putrid. It's the worst loss of the season, and it will be. I can't imagine a worse loss than this one. So I'm not going to get into people's individual games and stats and stuff like that. It doesn't matter. They lost to the Nuggets without three of the top three players on the team. I mean, DeAndre Jordan looked like prime Shaq out there. And I'm not saying DeAndre Jordan wasn't cold in his time. He looked like prime Shaq out there. And there were so many instances of just Clippers players just standing around. They just didn't have the energy. It's like they just didn't feel like playing. At home, in front of their own fans. Unacceptable. But guys, right here is where I break things.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the West Wolf Podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Guys, please, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast, I have on listener support. Just click the link on the landing page. You can support the podcast for only 99 cents. And I really appreciate it. But something you can do for me for free, I would really appreciate it if you can give me a 5-star review. It'll help push my podcast out there even more, and I would appreciate that as well. Guys, we got the Kings up next. I believe that is on Wednesday. Hopefully they come out with more fire, more passion to prove a point after such an embarrassing loss. You know I would be there to watch it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and as always, until next time.